In this lesson, I'm sharing my personal 5 best marketing strategies for wholesaling real estate with you. I am from the School of Direct Mail, which is basically sending letters and postcards to my target list. But a lot has changed since 2005, when the market wasn't saturated with a bunch of wannabe wholesaling investors. Although many of them will never close a single deal, their marketing messages and outreach is additional oversupply of overpromises into your market space. So we've had to pivot to adjust to avoid wasting our marketing resources with respect to optimal profitability. Back then, one of my mentors even kept an active beef with me because I was one of very few competitors in the whole county. For every 10 letters I sent, I got 1 or 2 calls immediately as my marketing efforts compounded together. Today, things have changed and there is no room for complainers, but there is a specific way for you to combine these 3 to 5 marketing strategies that I want to share with you. My name is Ola. I'm the author of 2 books, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and Real Estate Money Secrets, which you can download absolutely for free at www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. I am also the creator of My Empire Pro and the 11 Days Challenge Quick Start Guide, which you can access at www.11dayschallenge.com. The best marketing strategy is a function of 2 major factors, in my opinion. In marketing, you have the value that you are offering, but you also have the market who determines if it's valuable or not. However, beyond that, the market is an audience with behaviors that determine if they are actually in a position to receive the value. Back in 2005, everyone received their monthly bills in the mail by post office, so there is a significant share of the attention of your audience in the mailbox, which is one of the reasons why direct mailing worked so well. But things have changed dramatically. The majority of attention share from your target market today is on their mobile phone. I'm sorry to say this is also true when they are driving on the highway, putting their own lives and others in danger. So while the marketing strategies may be attractive as the other factor, I want you to always consider this. Are members of your target audience hanging out within the associated marketing medium? There are many gimmicky marketing ideas being pushed by gurus who will never partake in them, such as 1, driving for dollars, and 2, door knocking. For 1, driving for dollars is not a marketing strategy. It's a data collection strategy and the most expensive of them all because it costs time. And time is your most precious asset that you must protect at all costs. Try out the cheapest access to all the real estate property data you need and more here for free, www.empirebigdata.com. I hate to break it to you like this, but wholesale real estate is more of a marketing business than it is a real estate investing strategy. Allow me to share my 5 marketing strategies and ideas with you. Just keep in mind that all marketing ideas and strategies work, but some need more luck than the others. With those 2 gimmicks that the gurus push, you will need lots of luck. And then maybe you can make it to the gurus testimonials playlist if that's your goal. We all can use luck here and there, but if your goal is to reduce the need for luck by using any combination of these marketing strategies I am about to share with you. Quick note, lately I've been asked quite a bit about proof of funds, POF. I don't think you need one, but in the next video lesson, I will share a secret of how to access a proof of fund for free and why you may not even need it. Hit that like button, share and subscribe for your best chance of being notified when it's released. Marketing strategy number 5, text messaging. I don't want you to overthink this one because there are many rhetorics about the legalities of it. After you pull property and contact data from empirebigdata.com, you will simply send a text message to each record to ask if they are open to selling their property. As with the rest of the strategies, it is a numbers game. That means the more records you initiate contact to, the higher your chances of generating quality motivated seller leads. Marketing strategy number 4, email marketing. EmpireBigData.com also gives you the option to pull email contact data of distressed property owners. These emails are not always accurate and you can expect about 50% of these emails to be obsolete and bad. So I want you to manually send them emails first and filter out the email addresses that bounce back error return emails. Add the good ones into an email autoresponder for ongoing email marketing. Don't add bad emails directly into an email autoresponder. They will ban your account. You can try out the same tool I personally use for free at www.autoemailing.com. Marketing strategy number 3, postcard direct mailing. Yes, direct mailing still works, and as always, you just want to make sure your marketing budget and resources are sustainable for the reduced effectiveness. So I want you to use empirebigdata.com to filter down the massive list by multiple points potential motivation. For example, don't just send to all pre-foreclosures. Instead, filter that list down to pre-foreclosures that are also vacant, non-owner occupied, etc. By doing so, your resources would go even further to return on your investment while simultaneously marketing to potentially the most motivated sellers. Marketing strategy number 2, digital marketing. I like this because it allows you to practice attraction marketing while focusing on investing your time into only motivated sellers who want to sell. We simply set up an advertisement on Facebook and Instagram that simply says, "We buy houses." They complete your short form and you call them back to facilitate the process. No need to be a snake oil person. Marketing strategy number 1, follow-up marketing. This is the greatest of them all, as most people won't follow up on people that already said no. It is very rare to get a yes on first few encounters, so we make it a point to keep following up until you sell to us or tell us to fuck off. The main lesson: it's easy to know that you need a marketing plan. The hard part is to plan to follow through with the process. Commitment is easy, but honoring it is another thing entirely. Consistency is hard as hell for humans because results just never seem to show up in time. I want you to be consistent with your follow-up marketing, especially simply because most people won't. See the next video on the screen for more about this.